What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another hashtag goals.
What's up, guys?
Wow. Hashtag goals podcast.
Was this on your bingo card for 2024? Were we going to come back?
Yeah. You say bingo card?
Yeah. You know how they have the bingo card for the year? Like, would you have imagined this happened in 2024? Would you have imagined that we were going to relaunch this podcast?
Would you guys have thought about us coming back?
I'll answer. I didn't. But guys, we have some straight gems for you guys. So we wanted to come back and just talk.
Yeah.
And make this a really safe, awesome place to like talk about life and what's going on and like what we could and should be doing.
Yes. And I don't think we dropped one in 2023.
Oh, we didn't. The whole year. Wow.
I don't think so. So now we're in 2024 and we're dropping a podcast. And we were going to talk about a couple things. I had thought, based off of our little pre-podcast chat, that we might title it Fun and Priorities. Because I think that might be an interesting way to get into some of the subjects
that we brought up. Two people just logged off because we said priorities.
Yeah, see, I was thinking priorities because priorities, what you had brought up was busyness, right? And how sometimes people say they're too busy to do this, 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 this. I think fun is really good. It fits into that because, like, how do you make fun a priority as well?
Yeah. Yeah, it's better to have priorities better than, like, being, like, busy. Because we talked about this, like, I remember when I was, like, younger, I was, like, really into the book He's Just Not That Into You. And one of these things from this book that was, like, always stood out was the author was saying that, like, no matter how busy he gets, he always calls his wife. And this is, like, he went on, like, got a whole press run on all these talk shows talking about, like, his wife and how, like, no matter, like, he's a producer, writer, whatever, he always calls his wife or he'll text her. Just, he's like, there's no such thing as being too busy. And I really did kind of explore that notion. And there was a time where really that busyness was a thing, but, like, even in business, busyness is not a thing. Busyness, it even sounds weird. Being busy, it's almost to like kind of occupy yourself. Nobody's too busy to do something. If they don't want, every time I've told somebody like I'm busy with this, it's because that thing I'm not going to prioritize over either my mental health, exactly, my timing, my well-being, my family. I'm not going to do that. And like it sounds so harsh to be like, yo, Rosalita, I can't go to your thing because I have to do this or whatever, and you're not that big of a priority. You'd be like, oh, I'm busy, right? But I think it's important for us to actually explore, like, what is busyness? Because it really is kind of like a fake thing. Like, and I know that we, as you guys figured out, are together. We're married. We've been married for, like, a year and some change.
Yeah, we kind of, in the beginning,
we thought it was going
to
be, like,
we did a very half efforted attempt to try to make it like a mystery, but
that shows how much I love acting and like
plus we also did start the podcast literally kind of right when our relationship
We were actually not in a relationship when we started the podcast. We were just actually
that's like, true. The first episode we weren't
we were not together. That's like that.
Interesting.
And now we are married. So I think that we have a lot to talk to you guys about. But yeah, busyness is a concept that I really want, especially for the ladies, but in like if somebody's telling you that they're constantly busy, investigate that. Or if you're telling people around you, because I've done it before in my life, actually, like, not too long ago, I was, like, telling somebody, I was like, I'm busy right now. Like, even when I say busy, it doesn't sit right with me because I know that it is a lie. So I had to go back and, like, really look at, like, what is the word business? It's busyness, right? It's, like, kind of, like, perpetuating something or, like, getting yourself involved in something so something else cannot go forth. That's busyness. Like, that's what a business is. Like, this is going forth. But, you know, when people are telling you that they're too busy, it's just a priority issue, right? And, like, priorities are not a bad thing. I used to think that every time somebody said priorities, discipline, and, like, sacrifice, that I automatically was like, not for me, not listening, get out of here. But I really find there's so much freedom in discipline, especially, like, if you're a follower of Christ, there's so much beauty in discipline. There's so much beauty and freedom in sacrifice. And I never, ever thought that that was actually a reality for me. But, like, those things are actual, like, realities, like, in Christ.
No, that's huge. And to take it back to priorities, I was thinking, Yeah, I think we don't think about the because priorities is really what it's about, you know. And I think priorities even feeds back into that concept of discipline a little bit, because like, okay, what is the most important thing? And I think sometimes we mess up with priorities because we lean in, or even with discipline, we lean in on words like priorities or discipline with the most boring stuff. Mm-hmm. But the most boring stuff isn't necessarily what discipline is about. The most boring stuff isn't necessarily what priorities are about. In fact, this is going to be a fun segue into fun. And the funny thing about that is segues are also fun. So this just became a fun fiesta. I confused a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. But my point was saying that making for a good way to even think about priorities, and when people say, oh, I'm too busy for this, I'm too busy for that, the question is are you doing a good job with the priorities that you're dictating? Because you can use the word busy almost to elevate things that that you may be getting pressured into. Are you too busy, for instance, to go to your, I'm not going to say something generic that has nothing to do with me. Let me talk about something that makes sense to me. Am I too busy, let's say, to call my parents or, you know, on a holiday or something like that? Because like this year, I think I didn't talk to either one of my parents, I don't think, on the first of the year or anything like that. And anyway, I'll say, and I'm going to be a little bit weird here on this one, maybe I was too busy because I didn't do it. And I think what I was prioritizing in that situation for that day for me was just a little bit of ease, because I have a lot of stuff going on right now, different things like that. And so it's good to know, okay, hey, what is the priority? And I think for a lot of people, sometimes fun is actually the priority for their situation. You might think, oh, I need to go get this done. Are you going to be able to get it done at a good level? For instance, sometimes shower is the priority. You might want to get another 4 hours of a certain type of work in, but you might need a shower so that those 4 hours can increase 20% in efficiency. And I think about fun the same way.
Yeah.
Your ability to do and mash on certain projects and show up in the world sometimes is dependent on whether or not you're giving yourself a healthy ratio of enjoyment.
But I think it's also like we don't talk about those things, and like mm-hmm. people don't actually have a real concept of it. Because, you know, to say like, even like, that's a good example, because I didn't talk to my parents or my parent on New Year's, but, and I think before I would feel bad, but I don't feel bad, and this is like, you know, like, I don't know, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're being an edgy millennial, but like, no, like, the thing is, if, it's not about that I'm not too busy to talk, I do actually have time to talk, but I don't have the mental capacity to talk, or I don't want to talk, or I need to prioritize something else, because I think that, especially us, like my age and like my friends, a little bit younger than me, a little bit older than me, like I can talk for a lot of different age groups. It's just like you have to actually think about what's actually going on in your household, what's going on in your mind and life. And I think that a lot of stuff, we do stuff out of tradition. I kind of like got that the last 2 years about like rituals and tradition. Those are just things that you're upholding for yourself. We don't live under the law that like, you know, we're like sacrificing things or anything like that. Like any type of traditions and stuff that you're keeping up, most of the time it's just for yourself, or like it's because you've been taught to keep up that tradition, right? But if you're at a point where you can't do something and you're breaking your neck to like, you know, you may be in a, maybe like really low that day, or maybe like really prioritizing time with your wife, or prioritizing time, you know, to do stuff for your work, or like you just need to rest that day. And if you keep getting out of yourself to like do stuff for other people, or to do stuff just because you think it's the right thing to do, you will literally burn yourself out, and then you have nobody else to blame but yourself. I think that's why it's good for us to come on and just to let you know that, guys, we're back. Hashtag Goals is back. We're back with different good content.
Let's talk for a second. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to kind of bring it in. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to tell you guys, like, don't burn yourself out. Don't mm-hmm. feel bad. Like, there is room for ease. That's the problem. It's like, we want to, like, mm-hmm. criminalize words like discipline and sacrifice, that they're bad stuff. But we also want to criminalize stuff like things being cool or fun or whatever. Mm-hmm. Fun is not bad. Rest is not bad. The Bible talks a lot about rest, that it is a discipline in which is like you have to learn how to lay down. Like, how many of you who are listening to us right now can go lay down and take a nap? I personally cannot take a nap. Not because like I don't know how to take a nap. There's too much stuff on my mind. There's too much stuff in the day. But it is important to take naps, because like stress is on the increase, you know, for people. Stress manifests physically. So I think that like this is a fun segment, but I want you guys to prioritize fun.
Okay, yeah. So let's end it like this. First, let's think of a couple fun ways that, since it's the new year, what are some fun things that you think you would want to do this year?
I want to go see Cat Williams.
Okay, my turn now. We'll go back and forth.
No, I didn't finish mine. You start.
So you wanna do? So you do five, and then I do five.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So one thing I want to do is I want to go see Cat Williams. Mm-hmm. This is, I don't know what date it is, but his Shannon Shaw, is his name Shay Shay, Club Shay Shay interview came out. And I think he's such a good comedian. I think people forget how much of being a comedian is an art. Like, I think that
he's hilarious.
Comedians really get, they get the bad end of the stick because it's just a form of acting. Like, when you study acting like I have, there's comedic, like, classics you have to take. You have to learn. Comedy is about timing. It's about being clever. It's about intelligence. So when you see these comedians, these aren't no dumb guys. These are really like performers. They're entertainers. Like they're like one person shows. And so I would love to see Cat Williams because I just think it's very, very interesting. That's one thing I want to do. Also, I want to take Kenyo to see John Mayer. I got to see him a couple of years ago and it literally was like, probably one of the best days I've had. Like, it was just so fun because it was like the accumulation of all the cool stuff I wanted to do. And it was mm-hmm. like, it just didn't disappoint because he's just that artist. So I want to see Cat Williams, John Mayer. Actually, I don't have five things right now. Okay. I'll let Kenyo do his. But guys, I'm so glad to be back. We're so happy. I want you guys to have fun. So y'all think of stuff. Wherever we post is at, if there's comments available, y'all tell us, like, what's y'all's fun thing? What's y'all thing y'all do when y'all just want to have some fun? I know we talking about hookah and alcohol. Like, yeah, that's fun. But, like, what is some other stuff? Like, do you go for walks? Do you, like, I went on a scooter the other day. And let me tell you. I had a freaking blast. Like, I put my my beats on, and I was just, like, going full speed. It's nothing like that. Like, and I even forgot about, like, why riding bikes, skateboarding, and stuff is so actually, like, cool for kids and why they're actually able to, like, make careers and stuff out of it, like, in skateboarding. Because it's literally so fun. The same, like, exhilaration you get from going to the clubs and do hookah in Atlanta. Get on a scooter. Go as fast as possible, safely. Same exhilaration. Same fun. Go ahead, my boy.
Yeah, no. Vehicles are fun. what do I want to do for fun this year? If I had to, I think the most overtly fun thing for me is traveling. So I'll try not to fill up my whole list with travel. But I want to go back to Japan.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great. I want to hit up London. That would be great.
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to be going to London in April, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. And then Brazil, San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Definitely those spots, that would be a blast. And those have a bunch of other lists inside of them. I also want to go, as far as this year though, let me be chill. I'd be down for just Japan and London and San Francisco.
And also, you know, another thing that I do think would be fun this year that's kind of like, this is hashtag goal. So this is a goal. I do want to get to a point where I can be able to like actually talk to a group of people like on a regular basis and interact and like get back to that level. Cause there was a one point in my life where I was doing that. But I think that like, you know, like being able to talk with people and share your experiences and not gossip and stuff like that, to be able to actually, you know, lead a group of people, not lead in that type of way, but to talk to people or get on the stage and like, you know, or to facilitate a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get back to that for both of us, you know, this year to actually get back where we're on stages and we're facilitating conversations and we're opening up people's minds and like we're having podcasts and we're bringing on guests. Like, because I think that like I have learned so much this last year. We didn't do any podcasts basically, but I learned so much from like learning other people's stuff and like hearing their stories and like, you know, reflecting on my journey. So I'm excited in 2024 to like take all the cool stuff I learned last year and the stuff that God showed me each day. And, like, actually hit y'all with some knowledge and, like, some fun stuff because, you know, like, we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. If you're not in Christ, you'll get there or not. But, you know, and I want us to be a podcast where y'all can come, like, get some good ideas about, like, living the best life you can live and, like, being okay, you know, because if you're not okay, like, that's... You will be okay eventually. You just have to, you know, find fun. You know, find the freedom and the beauty and discipline and surrender. And I'm telling you, like, life does get good. I don't know. That's probably for somebody. If that was for you, God bless you. I love you.
God bless you. In addition to that, yeah, I agree. I want to get back on the stage. I would like to do
Yes, we gotta get Kenya back
up. Fun, any type of performance. I don't really care, but probably a live podcast for fun.
I do want to see. I do want to do an art gallery thing. So you and Kevin do a song this year.
Oh, it's gonna happen. Yeah, actually. I want to see that. We're actually supposed to maybe end of January. Yeah, so if you're around,
I do want to see Kevin and Kenya do a song on stage. That's
because we got a new song coming out. Mm-hmm. Me and Mr. Composition, and then also, what was I gonna say for fun? Oh, drums. Mm. I would love to do a jam session where I'm playing drums and I got a nice guitarist, because someone knows how to play guitar pretty well. And you know what would also be fun? Me and Danielle over here playing some tennis. Mm-hmm. If we could get into some really fun. Yes, I love tennis.
I'm about to go.
Tennis is actually one of my favorite
things. I'm trying to go crazy with the fitness. Like, not crazy fitness, but like, I actually like.
Do you play ping pong? We haven't really done much ping pong.
See, ping pong aggravates me.
Ping pong is kind of annoying.
It takes a lot to get good at it.
Because,
like, in tennis, I feel like I can move my body. I can get to there. Yeah. If somebody really, like, you could have a really, like, big dude who's just skilled in ping pong whooping your butt on ping pong. And that pissed me off. But you're about to outrun me. You
know
what?
People don't really know, I feel like, how to play fun games of ping pong sometimes.
Yeah.
Unless you're playing with, like, your wife. See, I would make it fun for you where I was, like, literally. Because my dad used to do that with me. He would just hit the straight balls, you know, so you can do. Because it was fun to have long, what would we call those? Rallies? Where you go back and forth.
It's something in tennis, too, where you're just, like, is it volley?
No, not volley. I wanted to say volley, but it's a different word. But I think rally, I don't know. But anyway,
something like a lead probably.
Yeah. I feel like it's a V2 for some reason. But anyway, so that would be fun. What else would be really fast if I could say fun? I haven't been to an amusement park in a long time.
Yes, I love roller coasters.
Yeah.
Reasonable roller coaster. Reasonable.
It's been a long time for me for a roller, an amusement park. I would love to just get on.
I want to go to amusement park. You know what would be my dream? Go to amusement park. Me, you, and we bring Malcolm, my cousin Malcolm, and his wife. Because that's usually my buddy. Like, every time I want to go to some park, I go with my cousin Malcolm. And we both are scaredy cats, so we literally be on a ride. My cousin, one time, we got the ride, and right, so he's like, I'm scared. Like, literally, like, it's just so funny. But I would love...
That's because roller coasters are scary.
I forgot so now. Fun. The conversation... The conversation afterward is so fun. But yeah, so we're going to do all those things.
Yeah, I think that's about it for the fun list. To wrap it up, though, let's get some ideas right here on the podcast where we're mashing. What are some ways we can make this podcast fun for the listeners? What are some things we can incorporate for the listeners to make it more fun? I know you were saying, you know, have people leave their fun ideas for the year.
Interact with the podcast.
I want to make this podcast better than the other podcasts.
It's all about interaction.
Make it interactive.
Yeah, so guys, just interact with it. Like, if you see it, like, on Instagram or a snippet or whatever, just interact with it. What do you guys want to talk about? And, like, what's going on with y'all? Like, what's tea? Honestly,
let's bring one of these guys on as a guest.
It's been, like, very interesting for me. I have, like, kind of got away from, like, gossiping. But, like, I still want to see, like, what's tea? Like, not gossip tea. Like, what's going on in y'all's life?
What are you up to?
I'm a married woman, so I don't know what's really going on in the streets. Let me know what's going on, and we might have some nice advice or some, you know, some stories to tell y'all to lead y'all in the right direction. But we're actually the big homies right now. That's why I actually love getting back to this podcast, because me and Kenya, we're married, but we're also, like, really good friends. We're the big homies. We're probably, like, the two best people to come to with whatever. We're probably gonna give you some good advice. So guys, look at it that way. So interact with us. Interact with any of these snippets. I want to put these snippets out everywhere. Hashtag goals is bad, guys.
Hashtag goals.
Signing off. Love you guys.
Hashtag goals 2024. Yeah, yeah. Bye. It's Kenyo. It's Kenyo, and he's saying...